Good morning, class. Terribly sorry, but for the moment, I can't actually see you. If you are listening to this right now, and you're in Winchester University, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm currently stationary, although the lane to the right of me seems to have started moving, so who knows? We may get somewhere near Winchester today. I'm on the M25, and I thought, well, as I can't actually be with you at the designated time, why don't I set you some tasks, or at least give you an introduction to myself and social media, so that you can hit the ground running as soon as I get there. Now, a lot of the presentation that I was going to do with you guys today is on slides, so this is going to be, to a certain extent, different but similar to some of the material I wanted to talk about with you today. So, introductions. My name's Christian Payne, Documentally on Twitter. If you don't know what Twitter is, don't worry. We'll be going into that in a little bit more depth, hopefully in the flesh, later on. I call myself a social technologist. That's, I guess, a pretentious way of saying I help to enable people communicate, be social with their media, using social media, using technology. That might be your laptop right in front of you, which you should stop thinking as a work tool and more as a communication device, or at least you will do it by the end of today, and your mobile phone, which of course we think of more as a communication device, but maybe you should be thinking of it more as a work tool. So I'm hands-free right now, and the reason why I can do this and for you to pick up the media that I'm creating in my vehicle is thanks to a lot of clever people at Audioboo. That's audioboo.fm for the main site, but if you view audioboo.net or audioboo.co.uk, you will find a stream of my Audioboos only. I've also got Wi-Fi in the vehicle. I'm driving a Mazda Bongo. For those aficionados of Japanese imports, it's a kind of weird-looking, narrow-ish camper van. To get Wi-Fi, I'm using a 3G SIM in a MiFi, M-I-F-I, which is from Novatel Wireless, this particular model. I got this because it's unlocked, unlike some of the ones you can buy on the high street. And this is giving me quite a good 3G signal out of the vehicle. Obviously, you know, I'm not doing any keystrokes or photograph taking or anything, you know, unless the vehicle is stationary, handbrake on, all the rest of it, or I'm in a service station and so on and so forth. But I can talk hands-free quite comfortably until the law changes, of course. So if you want to follow my progress, and know where I am, providing I'm not there standing right in front of you now, you should really, could really be on Twitter. This isn't just an excuse to get you on what some may call a time-wasting device. Yes, Twitter and social media in general can be a time suck. And I know Winchester City Council, as many councils do, have really strict social media usage guidelines. So, for the sake of today, let's imagine those guidelines don't exist. You need to see what is possible. You need to see what can be done. You need to see how others are using it so that you can use it. And you can use it effectively when the time comes. When the powers that be suddenly go, Lordy Lord, we're a little bit behind here. You know, use your common sense. We're going to release some of the restrictions. We're going to unblock some of the firewalls. Let's get involved in the conversation. It needs to happen. It will happen. I hope it will happen. I can't cross my fingers because I'm driving a car. So, let's start with a practical. First of all, you're obviously on Audioboo because you're listening to this. But I want you to get onto Twitter. So, everybody, if you could make sure your laptops are connected to the Wi-Fi and log into twitter.com. So go to twitter.com, http://:// Hang on, another way around. HDTV. It's weird when I'm not looking at anything other than tail lights. Just go to www.twitter.com. Thanks. You know, you don't need all the other stuff. I'm sure you're that advanced already. Now, I'd like you to sign in. Think of a name. It can be your personal name if you want, or it can be a handle if you're a little bit reluctant at revealing your identity. I'm kind of stuck with Documentally now. That's become my brand. It's handy because if you Google Documentally, you pretty much only find me. That's my windscreen wiper, sorry. I'm not hungry or anything. So think of whatever your Twitter handle being as the same across the board, so that if people want to find you on your platforms and networks, you're using the same name. Now, the same goes for your avatar, which is your identifying picture, which effectively, in some ways, it's your logo as well. I'm, again, stuck with mine. I created my avatar. You may see the red Che Guevara style. It's my face, not his, image, taken by the great photographer Korda. You may see that in lots of different places. It stands out. It's red. It's striking. Think of a striking image, some icon that you are going to be connected to, and try and keep it the same. I know a lot of people like to change their avatars. They get bored. It's like changing your logo, I think. Now, if as far as the council goes, yes, even more important to keep your logo the same. You can follow a theme, maybe. So, you're on twitter.com. Log in. Pick a good name, put an email address that you can access right now from the computer that you're on, and if you're not using your own computer, I imagine that would have to be a webmail address of some sort. So just make sure that you can verify whatever it is that we're signing into today. Then I want you to fill in your biography. Then I want you to add a URL. If you don't have your own website, put the company you work for's website. It might be that you do have permission to tweet on behalf of the company, in which case you might want to state, you know, I work here, but these opinions are my own, just to cover you. You need to use your common sense. But so fill in your biography, have a go at changing your background. The settings are very clearly laid out there. And then I'll get back to you shortly when I've got a drink, because this is thirsty work. And I'll speak to you soon. Oh, yeah, once you're on Twitter, follow at Documentally. So an easy way of doing that is to go to twitter.com/documentally with two L's. Then you'll see where I am. And hopefully I'm ever so close, if not there.